I'm Nate Puderball, their sports update. Baseball action last night saw Sal Stewart blast two homers and drive in four runs to lead the Cincinnati Reds past the Pirates 8-7. That series continues this evening at 6:40 with Andrew Abbott on the mound for the Reds taking on Braxton Ashcraft. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. The Arizona Diamondbacks scored four runs in the eighth inning to blow past the Guardians 4-1 last night in Cleveland. Cleveland drops to three games back in the AL Central. They square off again tonight at 7:15 with Parcer Messick taking on the Diamondbacks' Cole Drake. Columbus Crew SC are in action tonight. They're in Florida to take on Inter Miami. Kickoff's at 7:30. In Detroit, it's the Rocket Classic at Detroit Golf Club. There's a three-way tie atop the leaderboard heading into the weekend with Cameron Young, Patrick Cantlay, and Patrick Fishburne at 10-under. Matt Wallace and Ricky Fowler sit just a stroke back with over a dozen more golfers within three strokes. Breaking sports news by Evans The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
This is Tee to Green, Central Ohio's premier golf show. Now here's your host, recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Southern Ohio PGA of America and Hall of Fame, The Fan's own Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everybody. Good morning. Welcome into another edition of Tee to Green here on The Fan. Forecast a little hit and miss this weekend, overcast this morning, but hopefully it won't interrupt any golf plans you may have coming up this weekend. Busy week as always in the golf world. Another major on the ladies' side with the Women's Open at Royal Lidham and St. Anne's, while the PGA Tour, as Nate just told us, is in Detroit. We'll check in there shortly. Young phenom Jackson Koivun got his first PGA Tour win last week in Minneapolis. How good is that for the PGA Tour, and what the future might look like for the upcoming championship series events beginning in 28? We'll discuss that and more with longtime golf writer Gary Van Sickle, and also get his thoughts on the PGA Tour coverage without announcers with the trial of quiet pleas the past couple of days. Interesting that note there. And as always, we have another terrific golf prize package for you this week. We'll have details on that shortly. But we are coming to you here on this Saturday inside the beautiful Dennis facility at the Ohio State Golf Club. We'll chat about the upcoming season. Women's coach Lisa Strom joins us from the road. And coach, I know you were hoping to be here with us this morning, but you know, as we all know, the recruiting process never ends. Tell us about your travels this week.
Yeah, it never ends is right. It's been a great summer of recruiting. Our associate head coach has been over in Europe quite a bit, and I've kind of covered the United States. So, yeah, down in the southern part of the U.S., though, right now is certainly hot and humid. These kids are facing some tough conditions, but it's neat to see them battle. And we don't always need to see them playing great golf. We need to see how they bounce back from adversity as well. So it's been really great.
Well, coach, your team advanced to the NCAAs for the second straight season. We know it's always hard, when the season doesn't finish the way you'd like, but you know, what were the takeaways, especially from your very young team, to not only be determined to get back next year, but to maybe take it a step or two further?
Yeah, I think, you always look back and reflect on what went well. How do you, handle things? What would you do differently? And just kind of evaluate individually each player and how they performed. But I mean, more than anything, we're super proud of how young we were and how far we went. We had a great run through the Big Ten Championship, only finishing second to the number two team in the country. I think there's nothing to hang your head about when you do something like that. And then going through regionals up in the state up north in enemy territory and handling our business very well up there, again finishing second to USC. And I think at the end of the day, We're right in the mix of where we want to be. We've got all our kids coming back. I'm super proud of that. And, in this day and age when you see a lot of kids moving around, we're building a really strong culture where they want to be part of Ohio State and Ohio State athletics. And, it's a lot more than just the golf around our building and around what we do in our team room and our travels. We're trying to make them better people and being ready for life beyond Ohio State. And I think they understand the value that we bring there. So, yeah, super excited. We're a young group. We don't have any seniors coming back. So we've got a lot of a bright future ahead of us, and can't wait to get back together with them soon. We're actually taking the team and a bunch of donors over to Scotland next week. So
awesome.
We've got a big trip planned before the season gets even really rolling.
We mentioned recruiting a moment ago, coach, and you talked about, overseas recruiting, which is great. I mean, are you typically thinking 1 year down the road, or is it longer than that in this ever-changing landscape as far as college athletics these days?
Yeah, it's probably day by day. you're paying attention to the transfer portal when the window opens, but I think, like I said, the right kids come into our program. We are priding ourselves on how we develop our players and our people within our program. And we've got a strong record and of players going on to play professional golf and do other great things in their lives beyond golf. So, you know, I think, again, right, we're looking at the whole picture of a person and not just, hey, what can you do for us on the golf course? And I think that goes a long way. And I think it goes a long way in recruiting and talking to families about that decision. And, you know, we always get told no a lot. We're okay with that. We're going after the right kids that, you know, we think will be successful. But at the end of the day, we end up with the kids that we want in this program and the young women that we're coaching love to be around us, love to be coached, love to be developed. We're able to push them. They don't always love it, but we always, you know, sometimes it's a pat on the back. Sometimes it's a nudge a little bit lower than that. But, you know, I think it's just, it's getting them comfortable with some situations that they don't necessarily want to dip their toes in all the time. But, you know, that's part of development and getting out of your comfort zone and really blossoming as a person and a player and really finding out who you are as a person is an important time in your college career.
We're chatting some Ohio State golf this morning. Tee to Green here on the Fan. Women's coach Lisa Strom with us. And coach, when you look at your roster, I mean, predominantly international players, aside from talent, are there things that international players might bring to your program that others may not? Or I guess, is there anything that they may not need as much as, say, a kid from the States?
It's funny you ask that because we get asked that by a lot of people around, you know, Ohio State in terms of our friends of our program and, you know, even just the kids themselves or the parents. And I think, you know, number one is they're very independent. So if they're coming from another part of the world where we've got an Australian on our team, he's got a couple of new kids coming in from Europe and Paraguay. And, you know, they're so independent. They're not afraid to jump on public transportation to get out to the golf course if they don't have a car for the first couple of years. They're not worried about what it's like to be away from home. They're just, hate to say it, but we're too worried about parents either. So we don't end up seeing them as a lot. But, you know, I say that all kidding aside.
I get it.
Because we're dealing with the type of student athlete that we are, moms and dads trust us too. And they want their kids to experience college fully and be around their coach and their team fully. And when they entrust us with, you know, their young daughter, it's a full responsibility. I probably, you know, the biggest compliment I've ever gotten is from my own mom who said, you know, hey, when I dropped you off and Therese was going to be your head coach for the next 4 or 5 years, which I took full advantage and was in the 5-year plan. I must've been ahead of the curve because I took 5 years myself. But she said, now I see it. Now the parents that are dropping the kids off to be with you and you know, what you've created here. So, you know, I think that's part of it. I think it's, it is a talent thing. We're looking for kids that want to be Buckeyes too, you know, and I think, we're doing a great job of bringing in kids that are kind of diamonds in the rough at times and, ready, willing, and able to step into these roles. I think a great example would be Sophie from Australia. Last season, really, and into the spring, she just kind of came into her own and blossomed. And she's just a little grinder. Nobody would have anticipated what we were going to see out of her, you know, except those that were around her. So some people are more surprised by how our players kind of turn into some really great athletes. But we're probably a little bit less surprised we see it day to day. So, yeah, super proud of what we can bring together, the cultures that combine within our program. And we learn a lot about other cultures. We found some great Chinese restaurants in Columbus. But, you know, I think that's the beauty of it, too, is we're a lot more alike than we are different. And I think we embrace that part of it.
You mentioned Sophie Eppleston. She led your team with 9 times par or better this past season. Another individual note from her teammate, Nellie Ong, 6 rounds in the 60s. Both were all Big Ten. What do you want from them and really all of your players working on here during the summer months? I know you want them to play a lot of golf.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's highlighting some of those bigger events. You know, we've got ladies that are playing over at the European Ladies Amateur, the team championship over there. Obviously, players trying to qualify for the USAM, playing in the Western. Sophie actually chose to stay in the U.S. this summer. Her brother just arrived over to Columbus. He's going to be playing college golf. So his dad their dad traveled over with him just the other day. And, you know, it's just neat to see them come over, them stay, them, you know, Sophie, if she had gone back to Australia, would have been in the middle of the winter.
Sure.
So, you know, we're asking a lot of them during the season. They also need to find some fun things to do and a little bit of rest, a little bit of recovery. I know, you know, exploring the countryside of what the U.S. has to offer. But we're, you know, we're really just excited that they're staying competitive, but also finding that time to be around their families. It's super important for them to recharge and be ready to go for the season as well.
Well, Coach, obvious news this past week for Ohio State athletics across the board with the jersey patch sponsorship. What will this mean to maybe allow for you to do for women's golf, or do we even know yet?
Yeah, I think it probably remains to be seen, but we can't be, you know, more excited to partner with Chase. I think as an athletic department with what Ohio State stands for in excellence, I think Chase matches it on their side of things in business. And you know, we don't know what maybe the future holds fully for specifically women's golf, but I know one of our student athletes has already benefited greatly from it. And, you know, I think that's just a sign of things to come and what our administration is doing to stay ahead of the curve in college athletics. And, you know, again, super proud of the foresight that we've had from our leadership to bring both of these entities together. I think it's going to be an awesome match, and I appreciate Ryan's sentiments about not putting anything blue on our uniform. So I think we can all have a chuckle on that. But yeah, I think it's going to work out great.
Ohio State coach Lisa Strom, again, thanks for your time. Safe travels. Enjoy the trip over to Scotland next week. We should do another Tee to Green show over there with you all next week. But anyway, safe travels, play well, and all the best for the upcoming season, okay?
You got it, Skip. Thanks for having me on. Go Bucks.
All right, we'll talk some men's golf with Coach Jay Mosley later this hour here at the Ohio State Golf Club. All right, let's get you caught up on what's happening this week in the golf world and get you warmed up with some chip shots.
97.1 The Fan's Tee to Green Chip Shots, presented by BMI Federal Credit Union.
Detroit Golf Club, the site of this week's PGA Tour event. Three players tied for the lead at 10 under par. We'll begin with Cameron Young, 69-61 the first 2 days. The 61 ties the course record at Detroit Golf Club, and Young says things were going well.
I really had, you know, it felt like I had a 10-footer for birdie on pretty much every hole. So, I made a bunch of them in a row on the front nine, and then or on the back nine, my first nine. And then the putter kind of went cold a little bit for my second nine, but just really solid golf all the way through, and, you know, happy to have kind of played my way back into the tournament a little bit after yesterday.
The two others tied for the lead at minus 10 are Patrick Fishburne and Patrick Cantlay, 66 Friday for Cantlay, who says you need to be in position to score on that golf course, especially when the conditions are tame.
Yeah, it obviously played pretty easy this morning. You can see Cameron went low today, made a bunch of birdies. I didn't get off to the quickest start, you know, and I was just out of position on some holes that really changed the hole quite a bit. Like 17, I drove, hit a decent drive, but it caught the fairway bunker, and then you're just scrambling. So I was pretty pleased to get through that first nine this morning and not make any bogeys. Kind of kept the momentum and then played a pretty decent second nine today.
Two players are a shot back at minus nine, Matt Wallace and past champion Ricky Fowler, who shook off a couple of bogeys to finish strong to shoot a 68.
Bogeys are going to happen. One 3-putt and then two spots where I got out of position off the tee. One was off the tee, one was coming into the green there on 17. 17 is just a tough hole. Nice to finish with birdie on 18. So a lot of good stuff today. And not a whole lot to really complain about today. It'd be nice to clean some things up, but in a good spot for the next 2 days.
Former Buckeye Neil Shipley, 67-70 to make the cut on the number at minus three. Again, the 20 players, though, within three of the lead heading into the weekend. But again, all chasing Cameron Young, Patrick Fishburne, and Patrick Cantlay at 10 under par. Elsewhere this week, another major on the ladies' side with the Women's Open at Lytham and St. Anne's. Haren Yu, minus seven. She leads by one. PGA champions in Portugal, Zach Johnson, minus eight. Your leader by one. Korn Ferry Tour in Utah, Chris Francoeur, minus 17. 59 yesterday for Francoeur. He leads by three. Former Buckeye Maxwell Moldovan misses the cut at plus one. World Tour in Estonia, Mark Hammer minus 12. your leader there by one. Your leaderboards were brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit them today at BMIFCU.org. Coming up, a couple of PGA Tour Championship Series events were announced for 2028, but will the top players be required to play? We'll discuss that and more with longtime golf writer Gary Van Sickle next as Tee to Green continues here from the OSU Golf Club on the Fan.
A football camp is coming, and our team of fan personalities will be there live. The Sweaty Sack Fun starts Thursday, August 6th. For tickets, head to Ticketmaster.com. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, as well as happy first day of August. We're tracking showers and storms throughout the day today. Highs today right around 79 degrees, low 80s. We are 10 weather impact alert today for your Saturday, just because, hey, there's a lot of outdoor events today and we want to keep you safe. I'm your 10 weather impact meteorologist, Lily Aldridge, with 97.1 The Fan.
Now that we're done washing our balls, it's time to tee it back up. This is Tee to Green with Skip Mossick on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Welcome back, always, and as always, thank you for tuning in here on this Saturday. Tee to Green from the Ohio State Golf Club with you this morning. We have another great golf prize package to give away. And speaking of the Ohio State Golf Club, General Manager Mark Lucas has given us a foursome for you to come play here at the OSU Gray Course. We also have four hospitality tickets to the upcoming Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship, which will be next month here at the OSU Golf Club. We also have a round of golf to go play out at the Virtues. Balsamer friends at Titleist fan goodies as well. No Twitter or X contest this week, so stay tuned. We'll have details on this week's giveaway shortly and your chance to make this great prize package yours.
This is Backspin. Tee to Green. Backspin.
Joined for a few minutes now by longtime golf writer Gary Van Sickle, now with First Call. And Gary, we touched on the 28 schedule a bit the last time we had you on, when the plan was first rolled out by Brian Rolapp with his plans for the Championship and Challenger Series. Those Championship Series events are starting to be unveiled, but you know, one thing we really haven't been told about was the minimum participation. If it's 15, for example, you take away the majors and team event, that leaves only 10 for a current minimum. Leaving, what, 10 to 12 tournaments with $20 million purses as far as sponsorships and no guarantees from the top guys. I mean, no one's really talking about having those high-dollar events with the possibility of the top 10 or 15 players opting out. Is there a risk of that happening?
I don't think they're going to let that happen. I think there's going to be a requirement. There has to be a minimum, Skip, and they may be negotiating what is a satisfactory minimum. Probably involving that is Rory, who pushed really hard for these signature events with small fields and no cuts. And as soon as he got them, he started skipping them.
Yeah.
So these guys just want everything. Greed knows no bounds, but there's going to have to be. The whole point of this, the whole point of ruining the PGA, what made the PGA Tour great, in my opinion, is having the best players like NASCAR show up every week. Well, it's only going to be 20 weeks plus the majors. Okay, I think they're going to have to play at least 15 to 18 of these. Otherwise, maybe I don't know. Maybe they don't get their equity or their investment, or they'll think of something, but I'm sure that's what they're talking about right now. But you're right. You know, to me, the big question remains, is it better to have 45 tournaments on the tour and they're not equal and a lot of them don't get great fields? Some of them don't get great fields. Every tournament's important in his community. Every tournament's a good one. From a fan standpoint, they're good. They're all good players. Is it better to have 45 good events or have 20 great events and 25 non-events? I mean, Rory said these other events are going to be like the Corn Ferry Tour, and I agree, and I don't know why you would also have the Corn Ferry Tour in addition to these 20 events that are guaranteed to not have anybody in the top 120. And I'm not hearing a lot of talk about that. I've heard, you know, a PGA Tour official told me kind of on the phone, like, oh, no, we're going to still have the Corn Ferry. And I feel like Yogi Berra. I'll believe it when I believe it.
Yeah, well, Gary, you and I have spoken many times over the years that, you know, all of this was a direct reaction to LIV Golf. And, you know, here we are. All indications are that LIV is about done. The team championship in late August is likely not going to happen. Not that anybody's surprised that their model wasn't sustainable, but I guess my question is, what does the PGA Tour need to do to take note to ensure they don't potentially find themselves in a similar position?
Well, the thing to do would be the thing that Dean Beaman did, which was pretty much blanket the calendar year with tournaments. You know, there were some years that PGA Tour had as many as 47 events. That doesn't leave a lot. If you've got 47 weeks out of 52 covered, who's, you know, unless you have a ton of money like the Saudis PIF did, you don't have room or time to create anything that can be a rival. You know, the one thing that could have been a rival would have been if LIV had gotten a deal with the European Tour and they just said, well, we'll make all the European Tour events have $4 million first prizes. Then that would have been a rival for the PGA Tour, and that could have really been something. The European Tour didn't go for that, however. So I think the key is to have more events covering the event in the schedule. I mean, you're going to leave January open now. You know, you're going to have the TGL thing on TV, simulator golf, but is that enough? I mean, if I was trying to have a rival tour, I would go right after Labor Day and go up against the fall events and go into January where you're not really offering anything. That would be my plan. So I think there's still room for another tour, but you're going to have a hard time, you know. Every player knows they're going to be banned from the other tours. So that's kind of the sticking point right now. They have that. The guys like Brooks Koepka or Henrik Stenson, you're having to sit out a year. So, well, Koepka got the special deal, but anybody else has got to sit out a year. So, I mean, it's going to be, there really isn't room on the schedule probably to do it, even with the way it's set up now, but they kind of are, there kind of is room from September to January for some kind of a small season 10-event series, but I don't see it happening in the near future.
Gary Van Sickle, our guest this morning, Tee to Green here on The Fan. Gary, you're an old dog like me. You remember this sort of stuff. Was curious to get your take on what happened last week at the end of the 3M up in Minneapolis. Lucas Glover, the statement he made removing his shoes to finish up last week after, you know, some were complaining about his spike marks. If you're allowed to tap them down, what's the big deal?
Well, yeah, and if you don't want metal spikes, then ban them.
Yes!
You know, and it's funny because the only place pretty much in America where you can wear metal spikes was on the PGA Tour. I'm not even sure about the LPGA Tour, but hardly anybody wore them. And then some of the young guys tried them and got better traction on the course. And then I remember Jordan Spieth or somebody saying, "Oh, I'm walking across the concrete with metal spikes. It made this cool sound." And all us old guys were like, well, yeah, that's what it used to sound like with metal spikes. But there's no question that soft spikes change the game for the better forever. And now, I mean, a lot of guys, I play spikeless some of the time or soft spikes. The greens are way better because of that.
Sure.
So Lucas is totally right. If you don't want me to wear them, then ban them. And you're allowed to tap them down, so... who's crying about this? Shut up.
Well, lastly, and speaking of shut up, Gary, the PGA broadcast offered something experimental the last couple of days on their streams called Quiet Please, with, you know, no announcers, just natural sounds with player caddy interactions. We've seen other sports try something like this. Was curious to get your thoughts. You know, I thought it was kind of cool for a change.
Well, my funny answer would have been to sit here and say nothing and let you and wait for you to figure out that I was stiffing you on that.
No, no work on radio. It won't work.
We all talk back to the TV. There's plenty of announcers who say inane things that we can't stand, and silence would be an improvement. So I think it's an interesting experiment. We'll see how far it goes. You're not getting any insight into who the players are. Like if you did this on the Korn Ferry Tour, you know, the viewers doesn't know who the players are. Tell me something about them. So you're going to miss that aspect unless they get creative with the graphics. But I think it's a, I think it's an experiment worth trying on an alternate streaming service, not the main thing. I don't think it'll catch on, but I don't know. Let me watch it a couple times before I decide. I'm kind of, you know, I'm curious about how people will react and whether I like it or not. So, we all have a list of the top three guys we'd like to shut up. So, I think there's immediately an appeal to this.
Gary Van Sickle, longtime golf writer. We know what we like, and that's reading your stuff on First Call Extra on Substack. Gary, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for your insight, okay?
Thanks, Skip.
All right, coming up, more from the Ohio State Golf Club, not only the home of the Buckeyes, but a Corn Ferry Tour playoff event, the Nationwide Children's Championship, a little more than a month or so away. They can play that heck here tomorrow. The place is so good. We will chat about that and more with Mark Lucas, general manager here at the OSU Golf Club, and PGA professional Brian Kelly as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
During this 10-second promo, Rothman will lose money gambling on something.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
Men, if you're...
Only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com. Come and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Back to Central Ohio's premier golf show with Skip Mossick. This is Tee to Green on Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Welcome back, everybody. As always, thank you for tuning in. We have another great golf prize package to give away this week. We have a foursome to come play here at the Ohio State Gray Course. We have four hospitality tickets to next month's Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship here at the Scarlet Course. We have a round of golf to go play out at the Virtues. Balls, some Titleist, plenty of fan goodies, and more. No Twitter or X contest this week, so stay tuned. We'll have details on this week's giveaway shortly and your chance to make this great prize package yours.
You are listening to Tita Green's On the Range.
Joined on the range here at the OSU Golf Club by General Manager Mark Lucas. Thanks for the foursome, by the way, and for the upcoming passes for the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship. PGA professional Brian Kelly. Gentlemen, good morning. How are we?
Good morning, Skip.
Always love coming out here. The place gets so much play. Two full golf courses all the time, but it always looks terrific. You can play the Corn Ferry Tour playoff event, the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship, tomorrow, in my opinion. What this looking out there. How do you guys keeping in such great shape with so much play?
Kudos to Dennis Bowser and his staff.
It's amazing, Mark. You were telling me just the number of rounds you get per month out here. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the staff gave me the rounds count from last month, and it was almost $8,000 or 8,000 rounds total on both golf courses. So 4,000 rounds is a lot of rounds on a golf course in a month.
High-level competitions here already this year. The Scarlet hosted men's NCAA regional. USAM and Junior AM qualifiers were both here. How did the course stand up to all that great young talent that came through here this year, Brian?
Nothing but compliments. Everybody had a good test, and I think one under in the USAM was in a playoff.
That's amazing when you see the number of kids that come out here that, you know, both the junior AM and the AM as far as what they have to do.
Yeah, yeah, they're really good players. We had the NCAA men's regional here, too, and the weather was really nasty. The golf course was a test, and I think Florida were the medalist at the one under, and the next closest team was plus 23 mm-hmm. Of the field. So it showed its teeth to everybody that week except Florida. So, but like BK says, Dennis is championship ready from the day go. We do the collegiate events in April, and we did a Southern Ohio PGA Pro in May, and then we were off and running.
Well, speaking of the USAM, it was interesting to see young Charlie Woods out here a couple of weeks ago. I remember when his dad was out here playing collegiately. What was the reaction, not only from him, you mentioned the compliments, but to all the other kids, the great young players that were here for the first time, Brian?
The compliments were good. We didn't say much to Charlie. We kind of let him do his thing. He had an alias name. His handlers were great. They had nothing but compliments. Everybody else had nothing but compliments. It still tamed him. I think he shot 75 rumor has it he was 4-over through 6 and played pretty good after
him.
That.
Good for him. If you feel for somebody like that as far as going out, you have to register as an alias just to come out and try to play golf.
we kept it under wraps the best we could, but the day of the competition, the media figured it out, and some of them poked around out here. But it was all good.
I played right behind him in the practice round. I go, there's 6 carts out here. There's something going on. It was right there. We are blessed, guys, in Columbus to have some of the best courses you're going to find anywhere. To have 3 professional events in one city says an awful lot. You know, places like Muirfield, Scioto a couple of weeks ago, here at Scarlet coming up next month with the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship. All incredible venues. You guys have been here a while. What does that say about the city of Columbus as far as golf
is, it's the mecca here. I mean, there's a lot of great golf everywhere, but in Columbus especially, in Ohio, it's awesome.
Mark, you've been around for a while too. You've been in a number of different places. I mean, why is golf so good here in Central Ohio?
Well, the golf IQ is extremely high here, with all the number of challenging golf courses we have, not only private but public. You know, golf is, like BK said, it's a commodity around here, and people are proud and of being at a place that they can play every day, and it's very hard to come to right now. Everybody's busy, and you know, the initiation fees are going up, and dues are going up, and expectations go up. So we have to meet those expectations and set new standards all the time.
One of the expectations, and people don't realize, is the teeth that Scarlet has. It is a really difficult golf course, Brian. What makes it so tough?
You can't fake it. You have to hit everything. You got to keep it out of the bunkers. I mean, the bunkers are just penalizing. If you shortside yourself in the rough, good luck. You have to hit every shot, and then you have to putt it pretty well. So it's just, there's no let up.
What's the biggest thing for a mid, the high handicapper out here that comes out here to play Scarlet for the first time? Your words of advice to them, because you might not see it off the tee, but boy, it can catch you in a hurry.
Well, the first thing you got to do is play from the right tee. We now have a course rating from the start of the fairway. We have 2 ratings, and so we've tried to make it a little bit more user friendly, but you got to avoid the bunkers. The average player just can't get out of any of the bunkers.
They are championship level bunkers, no doubt. Some of the greens, you can't even. I mean, I can't even see the top of them sometimes.
Yeah. People, you know, it frustrates Dennis. You know, he just went through this last week and refaced a lot of the bunkers where people, you know, they try to see the shot and they climb up over the front and they rip the face off. You know,
and that. Just
don't do that anymore, please, folks.
The older I get, the more I love the gray course. And, again, it's not as long, not as penal if you do have a miss or two, but still not easy. I mean, do members prefer? I mean, not prefer. Do they enjoy both courses?
They enjoy both, and everybody on gray still gets to hit every club in their bag. Mm-hmm. And if you don't putt it well, you're not going to score well. I mean, it's arguably number 11 is the hardest par 3 on the golf course from a normal set of tees, maybe not all the way back, but it's a small target to hit, and when you look at the scoring average there, it's usually bogey or higher.
Again, high bunkers over there too.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Dennis also finished a new tee box on number 14 gray.
Okay.
We're going to put it in use for the first time this Tuesday, so they created a box back there 50 yards behind the old tee box, so it'll make that hole just a little more challenging, too.
How much more difficult, or how much more do you have to work as far as making this place, giving it the teeth you want prior to the Korn Ferry Tour playoff Nationwide Children's Championship coming up next month?
I mean, they don't have to do much. The tour comes in, gives their recommendations to Dennis and his staff, and they follow along, and it's just about the rough heights and getting the greens right where they want them.
It's amazing how, as hot as it's been, as brutal as we went through, the greens are still pure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable the job that they do. All right, guys, such great tradition here at the Ohio State Golf Club, but not only with the golf. Love seeing the wall when you come in here with all the names from Nicklaus to Weisskopf, Cook, and so many more, Ladyside, Jones, Mallon, etc. But there's also a long-standing tradition between the OSU Golf Club and the Ohio State football team as we get about a month or so away. Go ahead and tell the story as far as what that tradition is that continues to live on today.
It goes back to the 40s when they've brought the team here every Friday before a home football game for dinner. The tradition is really good food and pecan rolls, and it's scripted. They're off the bus by 6:15 or whatever it is and back on the bus by 7, and it's usually there's a Hall of Fame walk because everybody's starstruck when they're playing golf here on Fridays, so it's cool.
Love asking Coach Day about those pecan rolls. He goes, no, it's still the real deal, so which is all out here. Again, Ohio State Golf Club, the general manager, Mark Lucas, a PGA professional, Brian Kelly. Thanks for having us out here, and we're going to be back at here in a month or so to preview the Korn Ferry Tour playoff event, okay? All right, guys, let's go ahead and give away this week's prize package. We have a round out at the Virtues, balls from Titleist. We also have a foursome to come play here at the OSU Gray Course and four hospitality passes to the Nationwide Children's Hospital Championship next month here at the Scarlet Course. Caller 9-614-821-9710. If you or any member of your household have not won in the past 30 days, caller 9-614-821-9710. Caller 9's a winner. Good luck. Coming up, we'll talk some Buckeye men's golf. Another pretty special week ahead for one of the guys. Coach Jay Mosley joins us next as Tee to Green continues here on The Fan.
Our degenerate gamblers Dee Biddle at Scotty Vegas every Sunday morning at 9 for On the Money.
Presented by Krieger Ford, your best bet for a new car or truck. Visit Krieger Ford on Morse Road today or go online at KriegerFord.com.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan. You are listening to Tee to Green with The Fan, Skip Mossick. Skip Mossick. This is Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Welcome back, everybody. As always, thanks for tuning in. Congratulations to Jason from Columbus. Jason picks up the foursome here at the OSU Golf Club to go play Gray. Four hospitality tickets to the Nationwide Children's Championship next month. A round of golf out at the Virtues, balls from Titleist, and more. So, again, congratulations, Jason. We'll have another prize package for you coming up next week. Final couple of minutes here at the OSU Golf Club. Men's coach Jay Mosley. First of all, good morning. Thanks for stopping over. You recently hired a new assistant, Jay. Tell us about Trevor Johnson and what you hope he brings to the program.
Yeah, we're super excited to have Trevor join us here at Ohio State. Skip, he's been a tremendous addition already just in a couple weeks here at Ohio State for us. And he comes to us from Brentwood, just south of Nashville, Tennessee. Played his golf at Louisville, so he's very familiar with golf in kind of the Midwest. And brings a great wealth of knowledge, just a real student of the game. He's been caddying for some guys I know out on the Korn Ferry Tour, and everyone that I've talked to that has a relationship with Trevor has nothing but tremendous things to say about him, and our guys have already thoroughly enjoyed him being a part of our program, so we're excited to have him get on the road with us here shortly this fall.
Anybody who covers follows Ohio State golf, Jay, knows that there were some good individual moments last year from some of your guys, but the season didn't end the way you would have liked. However, you returned the majority of your roster. I mean, the last time you had this many seniors, the season was pretty special. You made it all the way to the semis. What can you help to point to the guys and say, hey, let's lean on this experience to get better this year?
Yeah, I would say we've had a number of guys with some highlights, already this summer, particularly with Vaughn Harbor qualifying for the U.S. Open and playing really well, representing himself in our program in tremendous fashion up at Shinnecock Hills. So he's had a great summer, and a number of other guys have really had some shining moments. So we're excited to get rolling here in a few weeks.
We had a chance to visit with a couple of them a couple of weeks ago leading into the Ohio M. Joe Wilson, we know, was the defending champion. Finley Bartlett, one of your younger guys, said shot a 58 a couple of weeks ago. How you shoot 58, Coach? Bottle that.
Yeah, the guys have they tend to make birdies in bunches. So when they get it going, it's a lot of fun for sure.
Vaughn Harbor, a local kid you mentioned from DeSales, a special year, played up at Shinnecock at the U.S. Open. U.S. Am coming up a little more than a week or so away. Do you normally see guys, Jay, when you've had players advance to that level, maybe use that to kick it up a notch the following season?
Yeah, I definitely think you see start seeing some trends, and guys start they start to play with a little bit of a better, more significant edge. You definitely saw that with Shipley and guys as they kind of Adam Wallen's one I really think of that really just kept working and getting better and better, and then he finally just kind of opened up the floodgates toward the end of his senior year, and so guys can You never really know when that special moment is coming and when they're going to start really playing some high-level elite golf, and it can come at any time. And so it's good to see them continue to work, even without the results, and then when they come, it's pretty sweet.
Will you head to Marion with Vaughn Harbor coming up next week?
Yeah, we actually have three guys playing the U.S. Open.
Thank you.
Vaughn Harbor will be there, and then Timotei Formanek is coming over from Europe to compete. He qualified here on the Scarlet course, and then Tyler Sabo actually qualified last week over in Illinois. So we've got three guys. Both Coach Johnson and I will be over there at Marion. We're excited to see it, and I've heard nothing but great things, so I'm excited to get over there and check it out.
Glad you brought up Tyler Sabo, because we were talking earlier about last time you guys had that special year with all those seniors. Sabo was a freshman. I mean, so now he finds himself in that senior boat or whatever. I know he's been battling injuries. Things looking good for him right now?
Yeah, you know, the core group of Tyler Sabo, Joe Wilson, Jack Voigtko, they're certainly coming into the season hungry, and I'm excited to kind of leave their fingerprint on the program in a positive way, kind of going out. And so we're excited to see those guys, what they've got in store for their last year here.
This was a big news week for Ohio State athletics with the jersey patch announcement. What does that mean for Ohio State golf, if you know anything yet, Jay? Aside from, we know you're going to be wearing a patch, but does it allow you to do anything more special, I guess?
Yeah, I know about as much as you, Skip. So, I know we'll have the Chase Shield on our golf polos somewhere, but that's about the extent of it. We're still waiting on some details to come out, but we should know pretty soon. But really excited for the department as a whole, and certainly this is the cool thing about Ohio State is, yes, everyone knows that that football is in the spotlight, as they should be, and that's kind of the doorway to our university, but every sport here is invested in, and the athletes feel special because they're part of Ohio State, whether they're a golfer, a gymnast, a pole vaulter, or a football player. Like, you feel the support, you feel the resources, you feel the opportunities, and you can see that everywhere the athletes go, and so it's really cool that we've got this pretty amazing partnership with JP Morgan Chase, and I'm excited to see what's to come.
Ohio State coach Jay Mosley, thanks for stopping by. All the best to you and the Buckeyes this coming season. Okay,
my pleasure, Skip. Go Bucks.
Enjoy Marion. Hope the guys play well over there coming up with the U.S. Fan. All right, that'll put a wrap on this week's show. Busy day ahead here on the Fan. Fan Sports Saturday is next. Buckeye replay is at 1, Ohio State, Penn State from 2003. Reds Pirates later this evening here on The Fan. Enjoy the golf this weekend. Coverage on our sister station 10TV will begin at 3 p.m. For Nate Puderball, I'm Skip Mossick. As always, thanks for listening, and thanks to everybody here at the OSU Golf Club. We will talk to you again next Saturday morning for another edition of Tee to Green right here on The Fan.
In church next Sunday to save me from those double bogey blues.
1, 2, 3. Here in the Fan is always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan.